Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Jimmy Drummer from the United States Postal Service and Sarah Hoffman from the Northeast Louisiana Food Bank. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here today. And Jimmy, you're the food coordinator for a program called Stamp Out Hunger. Tell me, what is Stamp Out Hunger?
That is correct. Stamp Out Hunger started with the United States Postal Service, letter carriers. What we do is we collect non-perishable food items the second Saturday of May of each year. This is our 26th year, and we're hoping to grow our numbers because we see the day-to-day faces of people who's going without food and are food insecure, I should say. And we want to give back to our community to help out those who are less fortunate and don't have know where their next meal is coming from.
Now, how many years has the Letter Carriers Association been out collecting food for folks who need it?
This is our 26th year that we have been doing this, and thus far we have collected 1.6 billion pounds of food, and that's nationwide. So anywhere you go across the nation on the second Saturday of May, your letter carriers will be collecting food for their local food banks, which we are partnered with the North Louisiana Food Bank here in Monroe.
Now, if you're a little bit slow, the second Saturday is this Saturday, right, Sarah?
That's right. This Saturday, May the 12th.
And you're encouraging folks to do what?
Put a sturdy bag out by your mailbox filled with non-perishable food items before your mail carrier comes to do your mail. So I would say put it out either Friday night or early Saturday morning, and then they'll pick it up, take it back to the main post office location. We're going to have an 18-wheeler. We're going to be loading it all up, and then it'll go back to the food bank.
Jimmy, this is not just for the folks that are like in Monroe or West Monroe. This is anybody who hears us right now, right?
That is correct. This is nationwide. So all over the United States and its territories, letter carriers will be collecting food on May the 12th to collect food all across the nation to collect the food to give to their local food pantry. So we're really hoping here locally that we can really collect more food. Last year, we collected over 10,000 pounds of food, and we're really, truly trying to grow that number to get it more than 10,000 because it will not go to waste. It will go to a great cause and a need for the food bank and those who aren't going without a meal.
You know, those folks going without a meal probably do not want my, you know, 4 or 5 year old can of sauerkraut that's in the back of the pantry somewhere down at the bottom. What kind of stuff are you looking for, Sarah?
We are looking for good, nutritious foods. Think about a family that lives down the street from you. What would you personally give to that family if you knew that they needed some food? You know, good items like peanut butter in plastic jars, canned soups and meals like ravioli, and canned veggies, things that people can make a meal out of.
Jimmy, there are a couple of other rules. The glass containers, what about that?
Yes, we prefer that you do not use glass containers because we don't want anything breaking or getting cut, anything like that. So canned good items and non-perishable food items would be the best. And also, for those who may be a little forgetful, if you forget to set it out by your mailbox, you can place them or bring them to the main post office, and that is 501 Sterlington Road in Monroe, Louisiana. And we still would collect your food, so you don't have to worry about trying to get out of it saying, oh, shucks, I forgot. You still have a second chance to get those food items to the food bank as you just bring them to the post office.
This event has gone on for a number of years. Jimmy Drummer with the USPS letter carrier in our area, what got you involved with this program?
Actually, I was nominated, I would say, but after doing it for the last 4 years, it has been great because I actually get to see, you know, the collection of the food items and also when we give it to the food bank. And it really touches your heart because you know that it's going to a good cause and it's going to someone who's less fortunate. And what I have come to realize as being a letter carrier, we can be up today and down tomorrow because it can be any of us in that situation. So that's why it's so vital and it's really dear to my heart that we collect as much as we can because, as I stated, things can change at any moment to any of us. You know, You never know where the need may come, and we see it day to day as delivering mail. Those who are going without and may not know where the next meal is coming from, and also we're approaching the summertime, so a lot of kids won't have that daily school lunch that they may get at school, you know, they're out of school. So this would really help with those situations like that.
Sarah Hoffman is with us from the food bank here in North Louisiana, Northeast Louisiana. Sarah, what area do you guys serve?
We cover a 12-parish region, so from Ruston all the way over to the Mississippi and from the top of the state down to kind of the Jonesboro area. We cover a pretty large region. Last year we distributed the equivalent of 4.25 million meals into Northeast Louisiana, and the need is even greater than that. So we are so thankful for the partnership with the Postal Service here. These guys are out there beating the streets in the heat, picking up these bags of food to help their neighbors. And if you see your postal carrier, please tell them thank you.
Well, I'm definitely going to do that. I'll go home tonight and get a little bag and get it loaded up for this weekend and get it out early on Saturday morning. Sarah, the food bank, the need continues to grow, though. I know every time I talk to you, you tell me that the need is still there.
Absolutely. One in five people in Northeast Louisiana are actually food insecure. It's a pretty staggering number, but the good news is we can do something to help. Each one of us can participate in helping fight hunger.
That's Jimmy Drummer with the United States Postal Service and Sarah Hoffman with the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana. If somebody wanted to find out more about the Stamp Out Hunger Drive that's happening Saturday, where can we send them on the internet, Sarah?
Go to the Food Bank of Northeast Louisiana's Facebook page or to our website, foodbanknela.org.
And you can find out more on our website, kedm.org. Don't forget, it's this Saturday. Put your food out early and non-perishable food, no glass containers, and get it out there so your mail person can pick it up and take it back to the food bank. You've been listening to Lanyap on 90.3 KEDM.